I was a varsity cheerleader in high school, and I did all the things that you can do when you're 16 and 17 years old, and you think that your body's never going to get old, and it does, and oh, you feel all those stupid things you did in school.
Yeah, I remember that jump. And is that?
Well, that is a bridle, or a, or at least that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you what any of those are, but the bit that goes in the horse's mouth, and this goes up to the reins that goes around the horse's.
Okay. Do you know what a chin strap is?
A head.
Have you heard the term chin strap at all, or nose strap?
Nose strap.
What do you think that would be? Which number?
This goes up over the ears. Would that be the nose
number
strap
two?
That goes up over the nose?
Okay.
And the bit is here.
Right, number seven.
This goes up. Well, the reins would attach somewhere here and go up over the horse's neck. That's what gives you control over the horse.
Right.
The head. I don't know the
headband.
I don't know the.
Maybe number one.
Proper terms. Uh-huh.
Okay. But yeah, I don't. Do you remember two reins? This is supposed to be on one side and this on the other. And then this is supposed to be a rein too. Did you have two reins typically when you ride, or just the one?
Two reins.
Okay.
One on either side.
Okay.
It's what steers your horse.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, did you have like, they have sort of an upper rein and a lower rein? Is that
I don't remember an upper rein. The reins that always came practically from the sides of the bit that went in the horse's mouth up the neck.
Yeah, because most people I've talked to, they didn't. Well, this is out of Webster's dictionary, and it's blown up like 100 times. Some of these numbers are hard to see. But that's their idea of a bridle, and yours may have differed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Saddle, too. Lots of different kinds of saddles.
Mm-hmm.
Have you just used the Western one? Then?
Right.
Okay.
I've never been on a side saddle. I think that took a lot of talent.
Side saddle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know.
A side saddle was the saddles that the women used in the Old West. They were in their dresses, and they were just picked up and set on a saddle, and both legs went off of one side of the horse. They didn't straddle the horse. And the side saddle was fixed to where it kind of held your butt in the saddle to keep you from falling off the backside.
Yeah.
But beautiful. I've seen some side saddles. They're beautiful, but I don't think it would have been easy.
Just by themselves. That's not a sidecar or something like that.
No. Just a saddle that was attached to a horse, and they rode the horse. But it was very ladylike and very proper.
Right. Seems like it might be hard on the horse. I mean, having all the weight on one side rather than...
Yeah, I would think. But I don't know how they wore the dresses and the hats and kept their backs straight. And I mean, you know, who cares?
That just, whole thing.
Let me just lay on my stomach over the horse and take me where I need to go.
Yeah, if you're going to ride a horse, you know, you got to give up some certain things. All right, that was good. Do you see when they try to rope horses?
Mm-hmm.
What do they use when they do that?
A lariat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lasso or is...
Yes.
Okay. What about, I want to ask you about some sort of things you'd see on a farm. One, you might see this in town too, something with a couple handles and it has sort of a base and it has one wheel.
A wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Do you see those around much anymore?
I think everybody here has one.
You gotta have one. You have one to do your gardening or
yes,
something
and
like that.
Hauling wood and, you know, from the woodshed to the house and...
Hauling wood, that's right. Do you know what a gunny sack is?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a burlap bag.
Okay. Same thing, same
mm-hmm.
kind of material?
Pretty much.
Okay. Have you ever heard other terms for it, like toe sack?
No.
Or croaker sack?
No.
Okay.
Croaker sack. Probably kids would take them to catch frogs.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Oh.
I don't know
either. There's a crocus sack and a croaker sack. I never made that connection, but that's interesting. Are there lakes around here at all?
No. Not down here low. Up in the mountains, there are lakes.
So there's not much of a chance to do any boating or anything
no.
like that around here.
No.
And we mentioned a lariat last time. A tool that you would use a leather tool with a handle that you'd use to